Hello and welcome to yet another edition of the Full Force News Burst, brought to you by GeneralsJoesReborn.com with me as your host, Chris Fart Director McLeod, aka Diagnostic 80. Joining me today to talk about Andrew Lee taking on the post of Art Director for the upcoming Snake Eyes movie is Justin, Assistant Fart Director, and Best Boy Grip, Bell. So without further ado, let's stop gripping boys. Earlier today, Histank reported that art director Andrew Lee had updated his LinkedIn profile and joined the creative team for the upcoming Paramount Pictures G.I. Joe Snake Eyes movie. While this is a positive move, we are still completely in the dark as to who will be directing and starring in the film, due to start full production on October 15th of this year in Vancouver. Lee's appointment is a positive one, however, with an impressive resume, including Pacific Rim, Star Trek Beyond, Tomorrowland, Godzilla, Mission Impossible 4, Tron Legacy, Watchmen, and many, many more. His specialism is in spacecraft, vehicle, and aircraft design, which makes him a great addition for a G.I. Joe movie. Justin, happy to see a small development with this film, or are you still concerned about the lack of director, assistant director, and cast?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'll always be concerned about that. But if they were going to, you know, add somebody to this role, you know, this guy certainly seems like the right one.
Yeah.
He's got a really, really impressive resume. I mean, the only couple things come to mind is, first of all, if this is truly going to be a 1970s era kung fu movie, I'm not sure where his, you know, his expertise in spaceships and things like that come into play. But
yeah,
if they are going to kind of add some modern elements or some, you know, technical elements to the film, I think he's definitely the right guy to do it. But of course, you know, with no director and no stars, perhaps they'll just kind of have the camera pan all over, you know, over all of his really cool sets for 2 hours and that'll be it.
That's all we're going to see, isn't it, in October in Vancouver. I mean, I agree with you. Like, obviously, we've talked ad infinitum about the fact that they've said it's going to be a Hong Kong style, you know, movie in that kind of vein. So I totally am with you with that kind of thing. Does that kind of, to me, does hint at the fact that it may either be going back and forth from their perspective to, you know, the G.I. Joe side of things, or we're going to get a good chunk of G.I. Joe in this film. So in terms of pacing, it appeared to us when we went over that, you know, when we did casting, when we went over the scripts that have been kind of talked about in details and so on and so forth, we you look at like the structure of the film, and it's got to be Snake Eyes has his thing in street fighting aspect in Peru, meets Storm Shadow, goes to the Arashikage clan, gets embroiled in this clan kind of scenario that Cobra are involved in as well. At some point, there's got to be some development in that. So that's got to go on for a decent amount of time in the film. Does it leave enough time, if we're talking a chunk at the end of G.I. Joe, does it leave enough time to get anything going in that? Or are we looking solely at the origin here, do you think?
I think there's probably room for both. I mean, I don't know how much of the modern world we'll see. And really, I mean, he's an art director. His specialty is, you know, spacecraft and things like that. But, you know, he does have a pretty long resume, including some pretty regular commercial architecture and residential architecture design. So, I mean, it's not like he can't do real world stuff. I would just, you know, hope that his talents, you know, in kind of next generation technology design aren't going to be wasted by not featuring a whole lot of that. But yeah, I think it would certainly seem to me by his addition that they will be, you know, either maybe going back and forth a little bit, or will be showing a little bit more of the modern day than perhaps we envisioned. Which is good. You know,
yeah,
I think that's necessary. Although I'm still, you know, kind of trying to figure out, you know, where this movie kind of fits in the grand scheme of things with G.I. Joe as a whole, because if they are really featuring some of this near future tech sort of looking stuff, does that really jive with a Snake Eyes solo movie, or would that be better served to wait for, you know, a full-blown G.I. Joe team movie? But don't get me wrong. I mean, this addition is a very exciting one, and he's obviously eminently qualified to do this sort of thing. So I'm pretty fired up to see what he puts together for it. It's just, it'll be interesting to see, you know, kind of how his style jives with the format of the film. And who knows, you know, maybe, even though it takes place in the 70s, you know, we'll see some, you know, some really kind of next generation Cobra tech, where even in the 70s, they've got some more technically advanced equipment. I'm not sure. Or, you know, it may just involve science labs and stuff like that. It might just be kind of set pieces rather than actual equipment and spaceships and things like that. You know, perhaps it's just kind of a next generation research lab or something of that nature. But no, he seems like a great person to be involved in this sort of role. And I'm pretty excited just for any kind of news to come out, because eventually one of these stories will actually involve somebody who's, you know, going to be either directly in front of or directly behind the camera.
Well put. I'm just kind of thinking in terms of the, you know, the, all of the space age vehicles that we know of in the 70s Japan. But when I look down that list of the films he's done, you look at kind of Pacific Rim, and there's an incredible design element behind that. Probably the best part about those films is how they look.
Without a doubt.
Beautiful film to look at. Star Trek Beyond is another incredibly beautiful kind of, you know, the design of the ships. Again, there's a kind of basis to work from, again, that he's working on top of, I'd imagine.
Sure.
Tomorrowland is visually incredible, although didn't really do a great job in terms of the box office. Godzilla, another good one, but again, you know, interesting. I think it's you're probably closer to Godzilla than you are with the others at the moment in what we might see in this. Mission Impossible 4 is another good one to be talking about.
Well, some, you know, kind of a clear example. I'm kind of going through his portfolio on his website right now, and one of the films he's got credits for is X-Men 2. And you may say, okay, well, you know, what's the big deal about X-Men 2? But scrolling through some of that, it looks like he was kind of one of the chief architects of the Danger Room, you know, or that, and it kind of tunnel that goes out to Cerebro or whatever. That little kind of, I guess it wasn't really the Danger Room in X-Men 2, but it was kind of that technically advanced. You know, you saw that X that kind of rotated and the doors opened and stuff like that. He was kind of the guy who built out that stuff by the looks of things. So that could be the kind of thing that we're seeing with this G.I. Joe film, is maybe not necessarily reverse wing, you know, conquest planes flying left and right and back and forth, but it could just be, you know, technically advanced,
tell you what, you know, though,
buildings and structures and stuff.
I'll put this to you. We've just had a Bumblebee movie where you feel like Hasbro and Paramount finally learned their lesson in design and went with a more G1 aesthetic, right, with the Transformers. Sure. Could you imagine them going a little bit back to basics with this film, and you get slightly closer to what we know and love? You know, maybe they pick someone, like you say, you're not going to see the reverse wing X-30 Conquest or whatever. What if that's something they go with and they make it look like the original X-30?
Sure.
Like, that could be incredible for me. Like, I think I would lose all of my would be lost.
Oh yeah, I mean, if they find ways to include some of those, we call them classics, you know, 1986 is when the Conquest came out, you know, even though it's still next generation technology now in 2019. I mean, if they can include some of that stuff in film, it, you know, we kind of take for granted the fact that these movies are they're not going to show G.I. Joe vehicles as we know them. They're all gonna, you know, they're gonna change them around a little bit and make them more pleasing. Yeah. Exactly. But
open cockpit helicopters. If I see that, mate, I'm gonna be crying. I'm gonna be crying with joy.
No kidding. But who knows? Yeah, I mean, if they set this movie in the 70s and keep this kind of future tech idea in place, we could see vehicles that came out in the 80s back in this movie, and kind of, it would be nice. I mean, the closest thing we got was that, you know, Hiss and G.I. Joe Retaliation, which was certainly not bad, but but it would still be nice to see some somewhat more accurate kind of vintage style G.I. Joe vehicles.
And see it do more than just like 3 meters of movement as well.
You know? Exactly.
I think this is one of those ones where it kind of excites me, because again, I look at what he's done in the past, and you know, with Watchmen, he kept, you know, that there was again visually incredible, with especially with the vehicle that old Owl shops,
Night Owl,
that's it. What, not the Night Owl kind of vehicle that he has, you know, something along those lines. It's kept very, you know, there's a lot, there's almost like that he specifically tries to stick to the original concepts, and then obviously there's a touch of his design on top of it. Same with Star Trek. So again, and Tron Legacy as well, like the were elements that, you know, you're just talking about upping it in terms of its visual game from the original, which again, you know, people are probably going to crucify me because it was an amazing film, but you know, you're talking about NES versus friggin', you know, PlayStation 4. That's the kind of difference you're talking about when it comes to those kind of films. And he still kept that like that aesthetic very close to the original. So
sure,
this is why I'm excited that he's involved, because I'm thinking we're going to get something that doesn't go too far away from the source material.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just my instant excited reaction from this particular appointment, shall we say. But anyway.
Yep, it's exciting. I will once again be even more excited if we hear some more concrete news. Yeah. But you know, that being said, it was still very cool to see, very nice to see new information to begin with, and a really solid addition to the production team by all accounts.
Absolutely. And we'll keep you abreast of all of the news coming your way and our way, obviously first. It has to come our way first, otherwise you don't get it. always, and we're always about third or fourth to the actual news element of it. So, you know, we're trying to keep it high on that league table at the moment. So yeah, if you want it fourth, then we're the people to come to. Yeah, so anyway, guys, Justin, thank you so much for jumping on. Really appreciate it, buddy.
Not a problem.
Awesome.
My pleasure.
That's it for this installment of the Full Force News Burst. Thank you to my awesome co-host Justin Bell. See you next time, and as always, please make this movie Full Force. Make sure you get involved with the discussion by liking, sharing, and commenting on these videos. And as always, you can keep up with the show after listening by following on Twitter @TheFullForce, liking the Facebook page, facebook.com/TheFullForce. And if you would like to contact the show, you can message us on either of those platforms with feedback or questions. We have also started a Patreon page, so if you want to see your name up in lights on these videos or enjoy exclusive bonus content, then check out patreon.com/TheFullForce podcast, or click the link on any of the posts this podcast appears in. Full Force.